17-year-old Samuel Robson isn't waiting to vote before making his voice heard. The Mount Bushiri Secondary student from West Kelowna says he got into politics because he's worried about the future, his brothers and his peers. His growing concerns about affordability, safety, and youth engagement have spurred him to action. "I can't really sit around and just do nothing," Robson said in an interview with Black Press Media. "I would consider myself a doer." He pointed to high taxes on the middle class and small businesses, soaring deficits, and a tough job in housing market that are creating serious challenges for young people in BC. Robson also raised concerns about public safety and the social effects of the province's drug policies. "There are violent criminals who are getting out on bail, sex offenders, abusers, and violent people. They're not being convicted," he added. "The drug decriminalization in BC is making our streets less safe and it allows an unhealthy lifestyle." Another major issue that pushed him to get involved, he said, is the rise in anti-Semitism. "I see this growing anti-Semitism movement, the pro-Hamas and Intifada agendas. I can't really just stand and allow that to be in Canada." Robson volunteered for two campaigns in the 2024 provincial election, by going door to door and encouraging voter turnout. While some people didn't take him seriously because of his age, many were encouraged by his efforts. "Whether they agreed or not, they said good job for getting out and getting involved," he said. "But I still got sworn at a few times." Robson said he found that others are also worried about their futures. "Talking with not just my friends, not just my family, other kids at school as well, lots of people are concerned." Now he's organizing his own political event, aimed at inspiring more youth to get involved. Young Conservatives Night will take place Saturday, July 19 at Kelowna Gospel Fellowship Church, 3714 Gordon Drive. Doors open at 5 p.m. The event is open to youth aged 15 to 25 from across the Okanagan. Speakers include local MLAs Gavin Dew, Christina Lawin, and Macklin McCall. There will also be free pizza, pop and water. "It'll just be a nice social event, kind of get the youth able to network with each other," Robson said. "Also to start getting involved, whether that's just going to an event, meeting their elected officials, or volunteering." Robson said the MLAs were quick to support the event. "They responded right away, they all said yes," he said. "They see this as a growing movement." He believes young voices are often missing from political conversations, and believes that silence has consequences. "With fewer and fewer people speaking up and taking action, I feel like fewer and fewer voices are really being heard," he said. "That's very harmful, especially to our youth." As for the current state of politics in BC, Robson said he is not impressed. "I'm very disappointed. We can really be a powerhouse where everybody has equal opportunity economically, and everybody can have a good living. But we're not at that point right now." He is also frustrated that, in his view, opposition voices aren't being heard. "My party didn't get in the last election," he said. "But I think what we heard from the BC Conservatives are that they were willing to work with the other MLAs. What you see with the current BC government is that they're not willing to work with the Conservative MLAs." Robson added that he's hopeful about what young people can achieve by being politically active, if they show up. "Stand up for what you think is right. Fight for your future. Fight for others' futures. Stand up and be the change."